Hi, Padula.
Hello, Helen.
You're looking for someone at the moment to fulfil a special role. What's that role?
Yes, Helen. The Australian Medical Women's Memorial Research Fund, which is represented by the Snowdrops Hope for Post-Traumatic Stress Committee, is currently offering a three-year PhD known as the Phoebe Chapel PhD into post-traumatic stress for female first responders.
Now, what is a first responder?
A first responder is someone who works in first response or supplies services to various categories such as police, emergency services, ambulance workers.
Why is this necessary?
This is necessary because we are asking these wonderful employees, because that's what they are, and often volunteers, to go into areas which often will damage their mental health. And up till now, we haven't provided any kind of assistance in either preventing the post-traumatic stress or being able to treat it with relevant programs or therapies for the female counterparts of our first response teams. Females have only recently become first responders. Probably only in the last 20-odd years have females formed a small component of all of those wonderful categories that we have come to rely on for our safety and security in the community. And they are now forming a very large part of the emergency doctors and nurses in hospitals, and also as part of the ambulance service. So we do really need to do some research to help those that have put their health and well-being on the line in order to be able to do that wonderful job for us that they do within the community.
And are males excluded completely from this research?
No, our males have always been first responders, and we'd like to think that we have got some very good programs, such as the canine program, the surfing program, etc., in place for them. But we will be having to research the males because we cannot establish the gender, age and cultural differences without interviewing both the males and the females, so that we can then look at specifically what the females require that may be different to what we are offering our male first responders.
Will this marvellous PhD researcher only be looking at first responders in metropolitan and city areas?
No, the wonderful thing about the fully funded PhD that it is for 3 years is that we're factoring in the fact that they may have to go to regions to cover essential interviews with regional first responders, and also that they may have to attend conferences for medical symposiums and workshops. And we understand that they may need travel expenses in order to be able to do that. The other thing, of course, is that they may also want to present their ongoing research as it reaches critical stages. And we would be very happy for that to be happening if they can then mingle with the relevant professionals who are working in the post-traumatic stress area and treating patients. We would find that would probably be a very valuable component of their research.
From what you're saying, research into female first responders is actually cutting-edge research.
Yes, as far as we are aware, it has never been done anywhere else in the world, so it makes us really pioneers, and we're very proud that we have picked up on that. Thanks to Dr. Susan Newhouse, who, having been a first responder herself as a colonel and surgeon in the military, suggested that it may well be time now to look at the role that women are playing in first response and some of the issues that come with dealing with trauma at such a high level and then trying to fit back into some kind of normal life, which often doesn't happen for some of the people who are involved.
Do you see this researcher as spending full time on this project?
Yes, we would consider that it is intense and that the scope of limitations would probably not allow them to do this part-time. It would be 3 years full-time. It may even be longer, and we are happy to extend the research time if necessary in order to acquire relevant and valuable information that can be used. We really don't see the money money aspect of it as being that important once that research is started.
Well, that's very flexible for a researcher, isn't it? Because often they're really hamstrung by those limitations, A, time and B, money, or A, money and B, time.
Yes, we are very fortunate to have been given the initial funding by our very generous treasurer, but the Snowdrops Hope for Post-Traumatic Stress Committee is constantly fundraising because we know that this is a possibility and we don't want our researcher to feel that they need to terminate important research at any particular time for lack of funding. That wouldn't be a consideration as far as we're concerned.
Do you accept applicants for this marvellous PhD researcher from all over Australia?
Yes, we are looking at national coverage via all of the communication links that are available in the community, including social media and medical publications and newspapers and hospital communication boards and etc. We would like our researcher to come from somewhere in Australia. We'd like them to be passionate about the post-traumatic stress area. It is unfortunately a growth area, and we'd like to think that they see it as their future and that they will be as passionate about the research and putting the research into usable, valuable programs and therapies in association with other relevant professionals. And we would be very happy to support them to do that.
Does the researcher have to be from a first responder type background?
No, they don't. When we're looking for someone who, as I've mentioned before, is passionate about this area, that may or may not have clinical experience and in the first instance knows something about first response and the types of situations that can create the situation of post-traumatic stress occurring.
And what organisations would they have to work in with? Are there particular areas of study that you want to push them into with specific organisations?
I'm hoping that they will work with the Jamie Larkham Centre, which is our new centre at Glenside. I believe that that will be a flagship for mental health and post-traumatic stress in Australia. I'm very fortunate that we're going to have it here in Adelaide, indeed a huge asset. And we're hoping, of course, that the other relevant professionals who are currently treating patients in that area will be working with our researcher if required.
You mentioned post-traumatic stress or PTS. It used to be called PTSD. Why has the D been dropped?
Yes, interesting that you mentioned that, Helen, but the current conversation seems to be that it is not really so much considered a disorder now as a condition. And I'm very happy about that because disorder tends to connotate negativity, and I think condition is something that we know that we can deal with. It tells you that it's treatable, and that's very positive.
It is, yes it is. So who would a candidate apply to?
Our candidate will, in the first instance, apply to our internationally acclaimed Centre for Traumatic Studies at the Adelaide University, and they will be supervised by a very capable team headed by Dr. Miranda Van Hoof and Dr. Ellie Lawrence. And also, the information about that can be found as a link on the Road Home, which was known as the RePATS website. And, of course, anyone who is interested and would like further information can always contact me, Petula Columbus, on 0439 830 142. This number can be found on the podcast of this interview on Radio Adelaide FM 101.5.
Now, you mentioned the RePAT. By that, you mean the RePAT hospital that was at Dore Park?
Yes, the RePAT hospital, which was at Dore Park, is rebranding as a national brand known as the Road Home. And we are an affiliate organisation of the RePAT, now known as the Road Home, and very much supported by them and very proud to be associated with such an iconic brand in Australia.
Petula Columbus, thank you very much for coming in today and talking with Surface Voices about your search for a PhD researcher into PTS for female first responders.
Thank you very much for having me, Helen, and I hope that post-traumatic stress in years to come will not be an issue because we have attended to it so well, especially for our female first responders in the first instance through the Australian Medical Women's Memorial Research Fund and Snowdrop's Hope for Post-Traumatic Stress.
And once again, South Australia's leading the way.
Of course, always up front.